A very good afternoon to you. This is Gospel for Grampian, and it's the Community Elements Show. We're going to be starting off right now with Brian's good news, and welcome, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. Good to meet you today.
It's good that you've been able to come into the studio today, and we've got four more good news stories today. Yes. And we're starting off with...
A boy's artwork will adorn buses across the country after he won a design competition. 9-year-old Adam Foster, a pupil at Skene Square School, was named the winner of a Scotland-wide contest run by FIRST, which operates a number of bus services within Aberdeen. Adam's drawing, which he created in tribute to NHS workers fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, has now been wrapped up onto the front of one of the buses of the city's vehicles. The bus was unveiled at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. The primary five pupils' art will also be plastered across a bus in Glasgow and one in the Forth Valley area. In the Granite City, Adam's bus will operate the Aberdeen Royal Infirmary route, serving as a reminder to key workers of the community's appreciation. A delighted Adam said, "I can't believe I won. It is all very exciting, and I can't wait to see the bus driving around the city. I am looking forward to showing my friends at school." The competition was run as part of FIRST's Education Pack during the first lockdown earlier this year. The company worked with schools and teachers to provide resources helping children with literacy, numeracy, creativity and problem solving. Adam's design has also won the blessing of NHS Scotland, which has given permission for the logo to be used on the vehicle. FIRST's Managing Director, Andrew Jarvis, said, "We've loved seeing the competition entries come through and are delighted to see Adam's winning design brighten up this key service in our own city of Aberdeen, as well as in our other two areas of operation in Scotland. We chose Adam's design for the way that it captures the spirit of everyone coming together during the pandemic and shows the appreciation that the public has across Scotland for our health service key workers." A spokesman for NHS Grampian said, "Adam's striking design will be a welcome sight for staff whenever it calls at ARI, particularly as we head into winter. As well as reminding staff that their hard work is appreciated, we hope that it will act as a reminder to the public that they should continue keeping themselves safe in order to help protect the NHS." A leading children's charity has pleaded for people in Aberdeen to volunteer as counsellors. The NSPCC, which campaigns to end child abuse in Scotland, currently has around 100 volunteers manning the Childline phone service, but requires around 50 more to keep it operating. Since the charity began operating its Aberdeen base in 2004, it has helped more than 165,000 young people with issues such as mental health, family and relationships, and bullying. At the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, counsellors were given key worker status so they could continue performing their vital roles. However, as some have had to shield or isolate, others have had to increase their workload. Councillor Murray Rattray was one of those who took on extra shifts and is now urging others to get involved. He said, "I started volunteering because I was looking to give something back. A colleague, who also volunteers at Childline, suggested attending an information meeting, so I went along and within a few weeks I'd started my counselling training. There are ways in which the role is challenging, but the fact that you're there and can be a listening ear to children when they have any worries is a great feeling. For anyone who may be thinking of volunteering, I'd say go for it." Kerry Stewart, volunteer coordinator, said, "Volunteering with Childline is a great way to learn some new skills when helping children when they are in need. We provide full training, so it doesn't matter what your background is, as we will equip you with all the skills needed to be a Childline counsellor, which our supervisors will be guiding you through the contract with children. I'd encourage you to sign up as a volunteer. These are being done online at the moment, so there is no need to come into the base. For more information, visit bit.ly/3LHCBJN. A Northeast pupil is over the moon after receiving a signed photo from his idol, legendary naturalist and filmmaker Sir David Attenborough. Keen environmentalist Rory Sorey, 7, created a short film highlighting 5 simple steps people can take to protect the planet. His mum, Megan, shared the movie on social media, and the David Primary School pupil, who was dressed in a Superman costume in the film, decided to write a letter to the natural historian in the hope of a response. To the family's shock and delight, a signed photograph of David Attenborough arrived through the letterbox on Monday. Mum Megan said, "Rory is obsessed with the ocean and saving the planet, and he wants to be David Attenborough when he grows up." To earn his beaver badge, he had to do something around recycling, whether it was a poster, slideshow, or a video. He chose to make a movie, which my husband helped him with. I shared it on social media, and it went nuts. I was getting so many messages from friends. It grew arms and legs, and everybody suggested we should try and get David to see it. Rory decided to write a letter instead, and on Monday, a signed picture arrived. Megan revealed her son was over the moon with the autograph. She said he pretended to faint. He was so shocked and couldn't believe it. When he opened the photo, he shouted, "It's David Attenborough!" He was over the moon. It was almost even better than receiving a letter. He's going to frame it and put it on his bedroom wall. I'm sure David has millions of fans, so it's not every day you get an autograph from him. Ambitious Rory wants to be a marine biologist when he grows up, with a part-time job at Pets at Home. Megan added, "I think Rory really likes David's tone and his manner. The Blue Planet program, they are his favourite, but he loves the ocean. The plastic pollution side of things was horrendous, and that was probably what made him start really caring about the planet. His favourite place to go is Macduff Marine Aquarium, and any time that we go to the beach, he picks up rubbish. I'm so proud of him. What started as a rainy day beaver badge activity has turned into something much bigger. It's simple things he has identified which can make a big difference, and if the message gets out to people, then that's amazing." A Northeast man left his partner speechless after he asked her to marry him on a city theatre stage. Johnny Lee's trick theatre fan Alex Mann into accompanying him to His Majesty's Theatre for what she thought was the production of a promotional music video. Instead, under the guise of needing help with camera equipment, Johnny asked Alex to come up on stage, where he popped the question, much to his girlfriend's surprise. Johnny, who works as a logistics coordinator, said, "I had thought about various ideas which would be memorable in Aberdeen. Alex loves the theatre and has been in many amateur shows over the years, but she had never performed at His Majesty's Theatre or been on the stage before. She loves musicals, and whenever we go to London, we always go and see a West End show. Eventually, I thought about asking a friend I used to work with at the music hall if he knew anyone that worked at the theatre. He passed me on to programme director Ben Torrey, who was delighted to help arrange for Alex and me to come to HMT where I would propose. I had just released a new song, All She Wants, by my band The Ruptured Ducklings, so I had been doing a lot of promotion for that. I told Alex that a friend of mine had managed to get me access to film a promotional music video for my song, and she was excited to accompany me to the theatre. Johnny told how he managed to get Alex on stage for the big moment. He said, "On Friday, November 20th, I met Ben's colleagues at 4 p.m. with Alex. I set up my camera in the Royal Box, whilst Alex waited down in the stalls. I then asked her to come up as I needed help with the camera. As she came round the corner, I was on my knee with the ring. To my delight, she said, 'Yes, and the rest is now history. The historic venue has been closed for many months due to the coronavirus pandemic, so it was even more special for the couple to get access to the building. Johnny added, "We were the first people to be on stage with the curtain raised for about 8 months, which was an incredible experience. It is such a shame that such an amazing venue has been sitting shut for the majority of the year." Alex, who works as a teacher, said she was stunned when she realised what was happening. She said, "Johnny was acting a little strange during the day, but I had absolutely no idea. I was completely shocked. The theatre was a brilliant idea, and it's probably something he couldn't have done if it wasn't for the coronavirus. He couldn't have done it any better." Now, we have a scripture text today taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. "And whatever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Amen.
Amen. Excellent, Brian. Thank you very much for that. And we'll get you to do the scripture at the end of our conversation as well. Those few words, just ending off with "he couldn't have done it better," kind of reminds me of a certain song, "Nobody Does It Better Half As Good As You." And that kind of reminded me of that a little bit, of a certain film, actually. So I wonder why Alex didn't break into song just at that moment. And sing that one. That would have certainly brightened Johnny's day up as well. But his day was already bright because he had Alex to say yes.
Not only breaking into song, probably breaking down in tears, I would have expected.
Well, possibly.
With the joy of the experience. Tremendous.
Yes. I wonder, Brian, whether you would have... if you ever were to meet anyone, whether you might go and do something like that, break into song and arrange an amazing...
If I was to break into song, it would scare people.
Yeah.
But I'm not a gifted singer, but I would no doubt feel like doing so.
Yeah, I'm sure, and that something like that would want to be announced from the rooftop. So it's good that the theatre had said yes and that he was able to do that.
Very encouraging story, isn't it? To think that the theatre closed for 8 months and opened up like this, wow.
And possibly more, because we don't know how long things are going to last yet.
True.
Anyway, to continue with our good news stories, well, let's do the Childline. Because that is certainly well worthwhile that they Childline are looking out for new volunteers, new trainees, new recruits. This is something that a lot of people feel very, probably in the way, also just with children in need, fresh on people's minds, having occurred only just a few weeks ago, and then remembering what a difference it makes to a lot of people, and thinking about children over this Christmas period and the fact that they need the help.
There are many that need counselling, mm-hmm. and that many, of course, do have their own parents and that they can counsel with, but there are many children who do not have proper support. So to become involved with Childline counselling, wow, that must be a great help and encouragement to them, and would lift them up substantially.
Definitely. That's a good news story, and we'll try and put in a link to Childline on the Gospel for Grampian webpage. And now those buses, the first buses. I'll come to the first story. I know I'm jumping around at least a little bit today, but we've got to keep you on your toes, Brian.
Don't worry, I'm in a comfortable seat. He was just 9 years old, this Adam Foster, this pupil. And he was willing to enter a competition to design a thank you to NHS. And he took part, and he obviously did it well. I mean, there's a photograph in the paper of the bus and the design. And I've actually seen it myself, mm-hmm. in the street. And it's a very uplifting story. Mm-hmm. It's one of those that you feel, lovely. You know, you feel... even emotional about it sometimes.
Yeah.
And he has done very, very well. Mm. And so he has been uplifted. And it is uplifting to everybody who sees it. And yeah. I'm sure he's going to be uplifted or has been uplifted when he has shown it to his schoolmates.
Well, I think when you when you've actually got something, a project that you believe in, you're more likely to want to do that well. Not only so that he could get his badge, but it's something that he believed in, and now he's been able to see it actually on the side of a bus and be able to show it to his everyone. That's quite something.
It's impressive, I can assure you.
I haven't seen that bus myself yet, but I'll be looking out for it.
I've seen it a couple of times, and I am distinctly impressed with it.
Only distinctly?
I'm not sure how to...
Brian knows me really really well on this, as we do wind each other up, and I regard
just
him...
Just a little.
I regard him as a master of cheek, and he regards me as a master of stirring.
Well, that is distinctly true.
Yeah, so I wonder, I just thinking about siblings and things, I wonder how much that one could...
I shudder at the thought.
Anyway, we just had a few years, but we've still been able to wind each other up. Now let's come to the third story.
It's with the experience with David Attenborough.
Yes.
Now, here's a seven-year-old who is interested in the country and the ocean, keeping it clean and pure. Now, it sounds as if he's got almost a pure mind, you know, mm-hmm. which is excellent, but...
And going and picking up litter from the actual beaches.
I know.
That's really good.
I didn't do that when I was 7 years old.
Well, I confess I was playing on the beach that time, but I wasn't actually picking up any litter. At all, but I know yesterday I actually met two ladies who were going around the Kincorth Hill Local Nature Reserve with two bags. They'd found each lady had two bags. They were Asda bags, but they were filled with litter, and they'd been going around picking off the litter from Kincorth Hill Local Nature Reserve. Now that I think is quite a feat, and it's well worth
encouraging.
Yeah. So there are people out there who really, really do care about the environment, and this seven-year-old guy is, you know, to have a signed picture from David Attenborough, I'm pretty sure that David probably didn't know what to say to him, so actually sending him a signed photograph would have probably just said what it needed to, and that was...
That's right, and David Attenborough has thousands of people who would get in touch with him. So for to pick out young Rory, mm-hmm. a seven-year-old, and send a picture, that's costing. And he is really applying himself, and Rory is appreciating it.
Yes.
Very much so. And he wants to become David Attenborough. That's... real encouragement.
He's a life model for many people.
That's true, you see. Indeed, yeah. Very encouraging, that.
And actually, if you think about it, Brian, we can each do something toward the environment. Now, it could be installing energy-saving lights. It could be doing lots of, by way of recycling of plastics and things like that. Mm. And instead of... putting plastics into the environment. Now, something which distressed me a great deal. On one hand, in one local nature reserve, we had people picking up litter, while at Scotstoun Moor Local Nature Reserve, it was just disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Because they'd fly-tipped fridges and freezers, they'd fly-tipped plastic, they'd fly-tipped rugs and things, all just around the path. There was a cat basket and all sorts of other things that people had just... thrown away, put into the local nature reserve as if it was meant to be there.
And keeping litter with you and taking it home and putting it in a proper bucket is quite a simple task.
Yeah,
so why not do it?
Well, and in some cases, it's It seems ridiculous because the Scotstoun Moor Local Nature Reserve is very close by to the recycling centre. But if that's closed when the skips get changed over, then people think, oh, well, I can't be bothered going home with this again, so I'm just going to dump it. And that's unfortunately what a lot of people do.
Sadly.
I wish it wasn't the case, but it is. But we need a lot more people like Rory, age 7, to actually go out and show people up.
Uh-huh. Agreed there.
Keep on going, Rory, is all we can say, because you're doing a great job.
Thank you indeed for what you've already done. And, as Rob says, continue.
Yep. Right. Senior O'Brien, can we have the scripture once again, please?
Willingly. From Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, which says, "And whatever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Amen.
Amen. Brian, thank you very much for this, and we look forward to seeing you next week at the same time.
Very good.